My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 26th of September 2009. The time is 7:17 p.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Certainly. My name's Rebecca Brown. People call me Becky. I'm 31 and I live in Manchester.
How are you feeling?
Petrified.
Are you really petrified?
Half of me is petrified, half of me is absolutely over the moon about the whole thing. Really looking forward to it, so yeah.
What is it that you're worried or nervous about?
I think I was talking about this with my fiance earlier, and I decided it wasn't people that I don't know watching me, it's people that I do know watching me, and I'm very conscious of how other people think of me, I think is what. So people I don't know, I don't care, but people I do know, yeah, no, loads of people are coming, so I'm really nervous.
So you've got family or friends coming?
Friends are coming. My mum and dad are busy this evening, so they're not here, but yeah, lots of friends.
Tell me a bit more about where you're from.
I live in Stretford in Manchester. It's about 3 miles out the city centre, and if I walk out my front door, I can see Old Trafford.
How long have you been there?
Lived in that house for about 4 or 5 years now.
Is that where you grew up?
No, I was born in London, and I grew up in Bracknell, which is about 30 miles west.
So how did you come to be in Manchester?
I was living in Cardiff at the time. I went to university in Cardiff and stayed there. I met my now fiance on the internet. And I decided I'd had enough of Cardiff and wanted to move and try something else and try something new, and decided that after 6 months I'd move up there and live with him. And I've been up there for 8 years now.
So you met him on the internet?
Yes.
Had you gone in for internet dating before?
No, it wasn't an internet date. It was, we both played an online game together. The majority of people who were on the game were from America, so the people from Europe ganged up and got to know each other because we were always on the same servers at the same time, and we got talking, and yeah, it all sort of developed from there.
Where was he living at the time?
He was in Manchester at the time. He was born in Blackpool, went to Manchester University and has stayed there ever since, and he flatly refused to move, so I had to move to him.
What was the game?
I knew you were going to ask me that. It's an online stock exchange game, but rather than selling stock and buying stock, you sold and bought souls. So you sold your own soul, and people bought your soul, which then pushed the price up, which meant that other people could then make a profit on your soul, and the idea was to be the most profitable.
How many times do you think you've sold your own soul?
Oh, quite a few. In the 5 years I played it, probably thousands. I dread to think, actually.
Do you have any idea how many people were playing this game?
Over the course of it, it's still going now. I don't play it now, but it's still going. Probably a good few thousand people have been in through and around it, yeah. It's not a huge game, but there are a few loyal people who play it.
So what was it like when you actually met your now fiancé?
It was brilliant. We decided that we both wanted to go and see a particular band in Manchester, so I went up on the train, and I didn't know what to expect at all. And he was just waiting for me at the end of the platform, and I thought, "Oh, that was it, really." He felt the same, and we got quite drunk, and that was it, really.
Did you know what he looked like before you saw him?
Yes, yeah, and I knew that I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't known that other people had met up with him, and you know, I knew he wasn't an axe murderer or anything crazy like that.
And are you working at the moment?
Yes.
What do you do?
I work as a personal injury claims handler for a large insurer. So when people have been involved in motor accidents and they've been hurt, that's what I do. I look after them from not from the solicitor side, but from the insurance side, and make sure that we get them better and, yes, give them some money.
What were you studying at university?
I did physics and music.
That's an interesting combination.
You know what? 99% of people, when I say what I do, say exactly that sentence. Yes, it is very, it sounds more curious than I think it is. There's an awful lot of physics in music, otherwise you wouldn't be able to make music if you didn't have the physics behind it.
Can you expand on that for me?
Yeah, sure. Well, for example, the sound I'm making now is all due to the way that the air molecules are vibrating in my throat, which is then projected out of my mouth, through my tongue, my teeth, the way that I'm pronouncing things, and that's all then compressed and expanded airwaves, which then going through the microphone, and all of this is physics, all this setup. That's basically what I studied, that's what I did.
Do you sing or play instruments?
I sing, I play the piano, I used to play the trombone a long time ago. Quite odds and sods, I pick up instruments and play them and then put them away again.
Can you tell me how you're going to be spending your time on the piano?
Yeah, I'm going to sing some folk songs, I hope, if my throat holds up. My parents are very big folk singers and folk, into the folk tradition, and so I grew up with it, and it's very important to me. I think it's an essential part of our culture, and I don't think it should be hijacked the way that some people are trying to do it. There's a big thing at the moment. It's always been an undercurrent, but unfortunately, some people who believe that Britain is for the British have locked onto the tradition side of it, and are in some ways trying to bend and change traditional music to say, well, this is British music, and they, there's no outside influence on it. It's a load of crap, of course there is. The whole point is that it's a melting pot, and that's what it should be.
What kind of songs, what subject matter of the songs you're going to be singing?
I've got a couple of American songs. One is a sea shanty about an Indian Cherokee gentleman and the way that the captain treats him. I'm going to be singing a song written by a Londoner about riding on the London Eye. I've got a song about... I've chosen a mix of some much older songs and some by new artists who've been writing the last 30 years or so.
What is it about folk music that captivates you, do you think?
I think that it makes such a basis for so much other music, and because I also think that it's an extremely broad genre. If you were to take the definition of folk as being of the people, you could say that any piece of music, in my mind, if any piece of music that epitomises a particular group of people or even a particular person, if it's about a particular person, that's folk music. So rap music is essentially music of the people. It's about that person's life. It's about what's happened to them. It's about what they, not necessarily all that pleasant, but it's about what they would go out and do. And it's in their dialect. So it's important. And I think it's important to remember that this is the basis of an awful lot of music that we now have. It goes from folk that went across to America, that went into Appalachian and bluesgrass, and then you're into the blues, R&B, you're moving into hip-hop, and it becomes rap music, it becomes R&B as we know it today, dance music. It all stems from grassroots music, and I think it's very important to keep that history alive.
Have you done a lot of public singing?
Not quite as public as this, no. I will sing in a pub. If I'm at a folk session or something like that, then I'll sing sitting there. So, yeah, I think probably the largest amount of people I've ever sung to is probably about 200. So this is going to be a bit different.
Can you remember how you first heard about this project?
I was poking around on the BBC News website. I saw it and thought, that's amazing. What an interesting and random thing to do. And I love doing stuff like that. I don't go out to pubs, I don't go clubbing, it's not that I don't like pubs and clubs and that kind of music or anything like that. It's just, it's not my cup of tea most of the time. So I tend to do different things, and this is different enough for me. I think it's good.
Are you drawn to unusual things?
Yeah, yes, very much so. I like to think I'm fairly normal, but I don't actually think I am. I deeply suspect that actually really no one's all that normal. And anyone who says that they are is lying.
Was there anything specifically about the project that appealed to you, that made you want to apply?
I thought it'd be a right laugh.
How do you feel now?
Petrified. No, I still think it's going to be a right laugh. I think that it's something that I will never have the opportunity to do this ever again. And I'm not sure that anybody will ever try and repeat this again. This is once in a lifetime kind of stuff. And that is what appeals to me. To be able to go out and say, you know what, I did that. I was there. That's awesome.
What did your fiancé say when you told him you were going to do this?
Really? When I got the email through, I did a little dance, and he sort of looked at me and said, is it all that special? And I said, yes, it is. And he's come round to the idea now. He thinks it's brilliant, but at first he's a cynic, I think. It takes him a while to get into things. He's cynical at first, and then once he's caught up in it, he can't help himself. But he's over the moon. He thinks it's brilliant.
And is he coming along tonight?
Yeah, he's having a coffee over there. With all the rest of my crap.
Did you choose three words to go on your profile?
I did. What did I say? I think initially I put that I was playful, creative, and something else. I changed them later on because when I first put them up there, I didn't know what I was going to do. And I changed them later on to say that I was singing folky something else. I can't actually remember. But I wanted them to reflect more what I was going to do once I decided what I was going to do.
Did you have lots of different ideas about how you might spend your time there?
Oh, yes. I asked lots of people. I'm sure that everybody's done that. Everybody's asked. At least one person, oh my god, what am I going to do? The main one has always been that I was either going to sing or I was going to dance, or get people to dance.
There's a little bit right now. Background noise going on. Sorry for the interruption. It's had a function on in the square today. Just going back to you and your fiance, whereabouts are you going to get married? Have you made any plans for that yet?
Not at all, no. We've been engaged for about 18 months now, just over that. But we've been together for 8-9 years, so there's no rush for us. I think we want to do it very simply and have a barn dance. That's what we want to do, have everybody and just come and join in. And I'm not one of these people who's worried about whether my napkins match my flowers, or it's not my cup of tea.
What kind of dancing do you enjoy?
Country dancing. Makes it sound like you're in primary school with a strict teacher going, come on girls, get to country dancing. No. Folk dancing, traditional dancing, it's a hell of a lot of fun. It sounds really geeky and nerdy and all the rest of it, but it's fun. Especially when you get it wrong.
Why do you think it sounds nerdy or geeky?
I think it's, when I was growing up, and even now, actually, I see an awful lot of people who feel that fitting in and spending all their time in a bar is the best way of spending their lives. And that's fine. If that's what they want to do, I don't have a problem with that necessarily. I wouldn't ever criticise them for doing that, but I don't feel that that's necessarily what they want to be doing. So I think that doing something different that you enjoy, I just, yeah. Sorry, I've completely forgotten what the question was.
Do you think you would have come across folk music at all if it hadn't been for your parents?
I think I probably would have done. Perhaps not to the extent that I'm involved now, or that I listen to it now, but certainly I listen to a very wide range of music, quite literally everything. If you got my iPod out now, it's one of everything. Certainly I probably would have found it and enjoyed it, definitely.
How would you describe yourself as a person? Would you paint a little thumbnail sketch of yourself?
Myself as a person? I think I'm... Yeah. Personally speaking, I'm quite introverted. People don't expect that of me because I'm quite gregarious. And I do come back across as being quite confident, sometimes arrogant. And extroverted, but actually on the inside I'm completely paranoid about what people say and what people think.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I overanalyze an awful lot of things, and so I get into a thought cycle. And I know I do it. And yeah, I've been through all the you know, things to make you stop doing it. But I know I do it, so at least I can recognise that I've done it, which is a good start. I've always done it, I think. I've always been very concerned about my public image. So, yeah. It's why I choose to do stuff like this, I don't know.
But you do like unusual things.
Yes. Yeah. I like to be seen as someone who likes unusual things, but I don't like to be criticised for it, I think. But to be, yeah, said, oh, that's good.
Are you looking forward to going on the plinth soon?
Yes, I think I am.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, I think this is brilliant. It's nice to actually talk to myself and be there for posterity. It's great.
I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.